KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the hard line, kind of easing back into things. Ryan's not here today. He'll be back tomorrow, coming back from Europe. We'll hear all about his European vacation. Now, Corbin, yeah. You went north. You went to Jackson Hole, right?
Yep.
We're going to hear about that tomorrow, right?
Nope, today.
Today? Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, all right, I see it right down there. 5:10, Snake Vacation. I guess that would be you.
Snake Water.
Right.
But going on right now in Boston, the Democrats, the left, they're up there having their big convention. But last week, our own Danny Paul decided that Boston would be a great vacation destination for he and his lovely wife. So you went up there to that Boston.
We did. We left Saturday and got back Thursday. And I was born there, but I've never spent any time, really. I don't have any memories of Boston or New England.
Do you remember it?
I just said I don't have any memories of... Why do you do that to me?
I'm sorry.
Not like Reiner a minute ago.
Cobra.
Last week when the guy wanted to be anonymous. Okay, what's your name?
Yeah.
That is one of the coolest cities I've ever been to in my life.
Yes. One of the cities, such as, because I think there's three or four cities, where if you were dropped from an airplane, blindfolded, and landed in the city,
mm-hmm.
you would know exactly which city it was.
In seconds.
You would?
Yeah.
Because I say those cities are New Orleans, San Francisco, New York.
Chicago.
I don't know about Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
The Sears Tower?
Yeah, maybe.
The thing is, I'm so
Los Angeles?
Familiar with that entire downtown
Dallas?
Area after walking around.
There's pretty much a lot of it.
No, there's Gennaro cities. I mean, you would obviously know it. I'm just saying the architecture is so distinct. You know, like New Orleans. That's the only place where you see New Orleans stuff. San Francisco? I mean, you're right on the bay. I mean, you know what's going on there. Boston is singular, though?
I think so. Maybe because we walked around there for like 6 days.
It's a great walking city.
So I'm pretty familiar. I would consider myself pretty familiar with that entire downtown and surrounding Back Bay area.
Did you get laid?
What?
Did you get laid?
Disclose such things, sir.
Who are you with?
My wife.
So no.
What did you have fun? Did you enjoy
Almighty.
It? I mean,
yes.
Was it good?
It was amazing. It's the best food I've ever eaten in my life, I think.
Probably a lot of Italian food.
Every night. Every single night I went to bed with 8,000 grams of carbs in my belly.
Just a tummy full of
the pasta.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Best pizza I've ever had. Regina's
Pizza.
Are you
serious?
Yep. Regina's Pizza in the North End is the absolute best.
Because a lot of people say that like you go to Chicago or... You know, that's the best pizza I've ever had. Have you been to Chicago or New York?
No, but I don't like the thick...
I don't either.
Sicilian-style pizza, but as far as, like, good old, real Italian... It was better... I swear to God, the Regina's Pizza was better than anything that I had my entire week and a half in Italy.
Like, as good as Papa John's?
Papa John's is great.
Nothing wrong with Papa John's.
Why are you ruining vacation talk for me?
I'm not!
I don't know.
Did you get laid? Is it better than Papa John's?
We were all gone for 2 weeks. We get back. This seems like we could have like maybe two shows where we don't start.
How about one?
Look, where we bring our bazooka in and start blowing
at 5:10. At 5:10, you can fire right back.
I don't want to do that. I want to hear about your vacation.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested in that too.
I guarantee you.
I won't make one joke.
I guarantee you.
So did you have fun?
Yes, I had a great time. Every day we did something cool. First night. We got there, went to walked to the North End because we stayed in North Boston, pretty much right on the water, over by the Fleet Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we stayed. Walked to the North End.
A lot
end.
Of security getting ready for the.
Man, I didn't see a lot of cops at
DNC,
all.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. We find a really. By the way, any place in the North End you want to go, amazing food. There's not one bad restaurant down there. So we get a place. We find a place. It's kind of late. Our flight got in kind of late.
Now, did you know where you were? She'd been there, right?
But she hadn't spent a lot of time like
just
walking
more
around.
There for work.
Yeah, for work, not for exploration or vacation.
So did you have
vacation.
Any, guide or someone telling you where to go?
I read a little bit before I went, but the week leading up when we were talking about me going, I got a lot of help from listeners as far as recommendations on what to do, where to go, and Meredith was a huge help because she used to live there.
Meredith in promotion?
Yes. So we're at this restaurant, first night there, and we're not 15 minutes into our dining experience, and the guy comes up, the waiter's like, "Hey, man, you a Red Sox fan? Because we're getting killed tonight." Baseball talk.
Oh, that's a baseball talking town, let me tell you. Now, did you get to go to Fenway?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that great?
Got to see Pedro pitch.
Now, isn't that great just where that ballpark is? You know, like here.
You just stumble upon it.
Right.
It's like
in a neighborhood. It's like you go to in Lakewood and all of a sudden there's a Major League Baseball
park. That's true. That's exactly what it's like. It's like going over kind of like where I live or where you live, Corby. And there's a ballpark. What's up?
Literally, it's in a neighborhood.
I mean a neighborhood.
It's in, it's in Fenway, but it's a little bit west of Back Bay.
It's because the guy that, when they built that place way back when, the newspaper company owned it. And what they wanted to do is back in, you know, when they built it, he wanted to add value to the team. And back then, that's when they first started building ballparks. And so he built this ballpark, hoping it would add value to the team, which in fact it did. But they built it on some of the worst land that nobody wanted. Most of all your ballparks, the early ones, they were built on land that nobody else wanted because it was cheap.
So is it right by downtown?
No, it's about 2 miles west of downtown.
Okay. But you
really walking distance of downtown.
Well, we walked it.
You could, but it's a long walk.
It's about an hour walk.
How far was your hotel from the ballpark?
Three and a half miles.
It'd probably be about like walking from downtown area to Fenway, probably about from right here to the AAC, maybe a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
About right. It's about right.
So it's not really, but the way they have their public transportation
It's genius.
It's unbelievable.
God, I wish we had that here. I would love this city so much more if we had a really, really good, extensive public transit.
That's why we'll never be considered a significant city.
That's the thing, like the ballpark in Arlington, you go out there, and, you know, you think you're getting in a bunch of traffic. But there, you're in, like, a neighborhood, and there's no traffic at all.
Well, there's nowhere for anybody to drive.
Because everybody takes public transportation.
I mean, there's a highway that goes by Fenway, but it's, you know, not really involved. Like, it's not like 30 like that. But, I mean, the street that goes around Fenway is like a little two-way street.
I've been there like three or four times, and every time I've been there, I've always had a car.
Mm-hmm.
What a beating.
I could not drive in that
what
city.
A
there
beating.
Is no way.
Did y'all take a cab from the airport?
Yeah. You don't.
Did you see the big dig?
We stayed right. What? What?
The big dig?
Oh, no.
Where they're building that
giant hole?
No. We didn't do that.
You had to have seen it.
Well, there was construction going on everywhere.
It's supposed to be done in the next year. Is that right?
They've been working on it for 2 decades.
Yeah, I know, but isn't it supposed to be done here pretty soon? It's basically what they're doing is
going under the river.
Yeah.
They're going under the what is it?
The highway.
The Charles River.
The Charles River. Did you get over to Harvard?
Oh, yeah.
Get educated?
Yep, we went to Harvard, walked around Harvard Square, walked around the campus.
See those dudes playing chess?
Oh, yeah.
Is it pretty?
It's it's beautiful.
Is it?
Harvard University is absolutely gorgeous.
Harvard Stadium?
Yep.
Isn't that
well,
cool?
Soldiers Field?
Yep.
Yeah. Walked across I guess it's the Washington Bridge.
I don't know, I'm not an expert. I don't know.
And went and walked around the athletic complex. And it's gorgeous this time of year over there.
Cambridge is great.
Real bohemian kind of atmosphere right around Harvard Square.
Very liberal.
Yeah.
Very left.
Much so.
All right. So
did some shopping. And then, like, the next day,
MIT?
No, I got a lot of advice from people saying, you know what, MIT, there's not much to it.
It's just like a college downtown.
Yeah,
basically all it is. About like going to El Centro.
And then we went to both parks. There's two public parks. There's Boston Garden and Boston Commons, which are awesome. One of them's the smaller one's really really pretty, and it's got a lot of flowers and plants and people just hanging out with their dogs playing frisbee. And then right west of that is a thing called Newberry Street, and Newberry Street's about a mile long. And it starts right where the parks end, and it's like the most upscale, high-class shopping. You know, it'd be like going to
Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, exactly. And it's long.
Island
and this
Park
thing Village. Goes on forever. But as you get towards Back Bay and Fenway, it starts getting more like your Gaps, and then you start getting your Urban Outfitters, and then it gets
cigarettes are cheaper.
Yeah, well, not that bad, but it gets really kind of collegey and earthy once you get down to the other end. Everything's really cheap down there, and you know more kids hang out down there at the Hyde Convention Center T-stop. But getting back to Fenway, we did that the last night we were there. And we got to the ballpark at 2 o'clock that afternoon. And the game was at 7:05, and there was a scene already.
All around the place. I mean, out beyond the Green Monster, all those shops out there.
Yeah, Boston Beer Works, all the shops.
It's just, it's amazing.
We took the ballpark tour, and it kind of sucked because of the DNC being in town. They kind of restricted some of the stuff that we could do. So
what's the ballpark tour? That you have a little group?
Yeah, a little group. There was probably about 400 people in it.
So that many out of towners?
The guy told me that this was the largest park tour that they had ever had. They had to split us up into two groups.
Really?
Yeah. And this was just for Red Sox Orioles.
What did it cost?
$10.
That's cool.
But you got to go in. You'd sit in about four different areas in the park.
Did you get to go in the clubhouse?
No, that was one of the things they restricted.
See, I was up there when I was at BAP, I went to a Rangers-Red Sox series. Got to cover that on one weekend. And that clubhouse, you know, we'll talk to Rusty about it when he comes up a little bit later on. You just can't imagine that this is a major league clubhouse.
It's a dump.
Yeah. But remember, this is the park where Babe Ruth played.
And pitched.
When he was a pitcher.
The same place?
He was yeah.
What was it built in 1912?
1912.
Yeah.
So is there no way they can do improvements as far as expanding
it? The first day that it opened up, you can only go up,
you know, because it's surrounded by buildings and warehouses and stuff.
I'm telling you, it's like the ballpark is where your house is.
That is so weird.
I'm telling
you. That's how they had to do it.
One of these days, you and I need to go up there on a guy vacation and go to Fenway and hang out there for like 3 days. We will tear that town apart.
You've been to Wrigley, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, that's in the neighborhood.
You just stumble up on it, and there it is.
I'm telling you, what we should do, we should hook up with our buddies at SportsLink, Inc., and we should I've been trying to get this done for a couple years. Is put together a baseball trip to go to Fenway. That's what we should do. You know, we had success with the All-Star game. Now we should put together one to go to Fenway. Wouldn't that be great?
Now, as far as the baseball experience...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
Those guys, the Red Sox, have it figured out. Because I don't know if it was like this when you went there, Greg. But now, to get into the ballpark, what they do is one of the streets that kind of circumvents the ballpark.
Yawkey Way?
They close off Yawkey Way. And they bring the turnstiles out on each end of the street. So they take your ticket outside.
No kidding. No, they weren't doing that.
So the entire street of Yawkey Way is just filled with drinking people and people eating sausages and hot dogs. You can have access to the souvenir shops across the street.
And let me
go back out on the street with your beer, hang out. It was the biggest, coolest party, the pre-baseball party.
It is. And they go there to drink and they go there to have some hot dogs. But it's not like the ballpark out here where you go out there and you drink and you socialize and you have fun and, there's a baseball game going on. They go there for baseball. And
I tell you what, though. They get into it, but they socialize, man. That crowd is talking the entire time.
Until the game starts or there's a pitch thrown.
Well, he was there.
During the entire game, I mean, it's capacity, and the thing's sold out every night.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Orioles.
Okay.
So I got to see Rafi. And Pedro was pitching that night. No, I didn't have a media credential, or I would have. But anyway, yeah, it was so weird. It's like, until something happens, people are just yapping, just talking amongst each other.
But they don't miss anything.
And if there's a pitch thrown that's borderline, or they applaud every strike, they boo every ball. I mean, every nuance of the game is paid attention to.
Now, were they drunk?
Hammered. Absolutely. And you know what? I was right there with them. That was so much fun.
You did some day drinking? That's not like
I know, it's not.
Did you have a Fenway Frank?
I did have a Fenway Frank.
That's some good
hot dogs.
That's
the best hot dog I've ever had.
Frank! That's what, Danny, I got a message at 1?
It was about 1:15 in the morning.
1:15 on Wednesday morning?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, while I was up at my vacation, I was like, Danny called. He's like, hey, man, this is so great. And here's what she said. I hope you're getting laid a lot from your wife. That's what you said.
Cobra.
But I'm telling you, man, I got to hang out in several of the pubs, like, at night, and I loved having baseball conversations with those guys. They're so knowledgeable.
I bet
they're
that
so
was really
passionate.
Cool.
I mean, and they will just rip the Red Sox. They love them, but they will rip the crap out
well,
of
wouldn't
them.
Wouldn't you? They hadn't won a title since before World War I.
I know.
You know what it's kind of like? And you know how, and we're about to be inundated with it in 4 or 5 days. Cowboy talk. I mean, you know how cowboy fans
yeah.
are? You know how the world stops down when Cowboys season begins?
Everybody.
That's the way it is in Boston. I mean, it's real weird because, you know, the Rangers here, you know, I mean, they're a big story right now. They're in first place. But, you know, people are really biding their time until
I know.
Football season starts. There, you know, yeah, the Patriots, yeah, they won a Super Bowl, but, man, when do the Red Sox report?
Yeah, they won 2 in 4 years or 3 years or something.
2 in 3 years.
And they're just...
No, they're I'm very excited about it.
You think they would trade both of those
Super
Bowls?
Oh, there's no question.
That and every Celtics championship?
They care more about the Red Sox and the Celtics?
It's unbelievable,
Corby. Well, they care more about the Patriots than they do the Celtics.
Do they really?
They would trade in... Every Super Bowl, every NBA championship for one World Series.
And probably every guy would throw in a left nut.
It's incredible. It's the coolest baseball town in the world.
I'm telling you, we need to go up there. We need to go up there. I've been saying it forever, but you know, now that we've had one successful road trip, we should do it again, hook up with the people from SportsLink, Inc.
One other thing that we did do, I know we're late, but we did walk the Freedom Trail, which was really neat. You get to see a lot of the old colonial history. We were at
the
this
North Church.
Yep, North Church, the King's Cemetery, where I ran into the singer of the Goo Goo Dolls, who was walking around out there.
The guy that looks like you?
John Resnick. He doesn't look anything like me.
The guy with the same haircut, though.
Yeah, kinda.
Yes.
Well, everybody does. Everybody in rock and roll has the Danny cut.
Now, did y'all eat up there?
Where?
Well, yeah, they ate
Boston?
A lot of Italian food.
Yeah, we ate there every day.
Oh, that's cool.
We ate Italian food every night, yes.
I like to eat. Well,
Greg.
Are you paying attention at all, Corby?
Let's just go to break.
I mean, did you hear him?
This segment's just not fun anymore. You're acting like a manzanus.
Did y'all get to walk pretty much and stuff?
4:11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. But we got to bring him back in now because we've got E-News coming up next.
Well, we can either do that or let's do Ranger Talk.
Why?
It's 4:12. We'll decide. But if we're doing E-News, then there is a date set when the next Soprano season will start.